The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Good morning, John. And we have a very interesting show today. We have three people, I think, are going to be on the show. At least that's the way it looks like. Because when I say look, this is both radio and TV. We have Nicole Benincasa. Am I saying that right, Nicole? Yeah, with us. We have Alyssa McCready. And we have somebody else. Who are you? No, you're not hooked up. Okay, we'll find out who you are as time goes on.
Okay, Christine Alessandra.
Christina, nice to meet you. These three women work with the Charlotte and Roger Blumenkranz Caregiver Center. And they're on today to explain to us how they got involved, but more importantly, what the center, what the caregiver, I mean, conceptually understand what a caregiver center would be for, but I need the audience to understand and realize there's help for everybody out there. So good morning, ladies. And I don't know who wants to start off, but just one, how did you get involved in this? And tell me about the center.
Okay, so this was kind of an idea that we had back a few years ago now, and mostly from one of our doctors here at the health system. Her name is Dr. Maria Carney. She is the medical director of post-acute services here and chief of the Division of Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine here at Northwell Health. So she had this idea of creating a center that was specifically for our patients, family members who are caregivers, and our community caregivers. So this center, she had approached, you know, our department, and this was something that we were beginning to develop with her. And this center really is, we know our patients are getting really good care here at Northwell, but how can we best support their family members as well? Going through, you know, being a caregiver for someone, you can sometimes lose yourself in the process. You sometimes, you know, have to take care of yourself. And these are things that sometimes you're not thinking of doing because you're so focused on taking care of your loved one who's sick. So how can we provide emotional support, resources to them, and ensure that they have, you know, a smoother experience being a caregiver than they would otherwise?
So this idea really aligns to the principles of being patient and family centered here at North Shore University Hospital. We really focus on partnering with our patients and families to ensure an experience for them that decreases avoidable suffering. So we were very honored when Dr. Carney asked us to start this program. This program started as a decentralized model, and then with the generous donations of many individuals in the community, we were able to create a center. But really want to credit Alyssa and team for starting this by rounding at the bedside. This would not be possible without the gracious volunteers that we have here at North Shore University Hospital, who are caregivers themselves. And pre-COVID, they were on the floors rounding at the bedside, meaning they were connecting with the caregivers to create a safe space for them specifically. We know that they are selfless and that they really want all the attention on their loved one. That is certainly happening in parallel. This is time for them.
Wow.
Now with COVID, we do have this gorgeous space, but much of our support is done virtually.
Understandably, at this point in time.
Is this geared primarily then to people who have somebody in the hospital?
It's both for people who have someone in the hospital, but also to our community. It's open to anyone in our community who is a caregiver as well.
John Sindak, who's our executive director, has four main pillars that are the goals of our hospital. And one of them is community and further forging relationships with our community. So this beautifully aligns to that.
Where's the actual location?
The actual location is in the main hospital, so North Shore University Hospital at 300 Community Drive. It is located in the Monty lobby. So as soon as you walk into the main hospital, it's, you know, right, you can see the name of the caregiver center right there in the door. And it was placed there strategically for our community members to have easy access to be able to come in and utilize it if they wish. You don't have to go through many hoops to get there. It's very easy to be able to walk in.
Is this like do you have to have an appointment, or if I just all of a sudden feel like I really need help, I can use it as just a drop-in?
Exactly. You can use it as just a drop-in. You do not need an appointment. We also have a phone number that individuals could call to, you know, be able to virtually connect with us, because obviously now during COVID, a lot of people aren't going out of the house as much as they used to. And I think now more than ever, because a lot of our caregivers' routines and even our, you know, the ones that they're caring for, their routines have been a little displaced because of COVID. Now more than ever, we see that our caregivers do need support during these times.
I think our goal is certainly to be proactive. So we try, when you do have a loved one here at the hospital, to connect with you by reaching out for our community members, doing events such as this. We are so grateful for, so that everyone can learn and hear about this, and certainly welcome a phone call or a drop-in.
What is the phone number?
Sure, it is 516-562-4750. Exactly. Yes.
Now, and if somebody's calling that number, obviously, because, you know, you're COVID, they're not walking into the hospital just to meet with somebody. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is give their name and say, you know, I have a person in the hospital, or that person could be home, sick at home, excuse me.
Yeah, that person could also just be at home with them. They could have, you know, they could never have come to this hospital in their lifetime. It's really just, it's for our community members as well. They don't have to have someone here or have any tie.
They don't even need to disclose the, you know, their loved one's name.
Wow. Okay.
Let's like imagine I walk in, what happens? I walk into the center and maybe I have a problem at home with somebody who has dementia. How does that go? Like, I just walk in, and then what happens? Who talks to who?
So you'll be greeted by either myself, I'm a social worker, or one of our volunteers who are caregiver coaches. And all of our volunteers have been caregivers themselves or are still caregivers. So they really are able to connect with other caregivers on a level that they, you know, a peer-to-peer, because they understand what they have been going through. So you would either speak to myself or one of them, talk about your situation some if you wish, and we would connect you with resources in our community if that's something you like, or really just a listening ear for them. Specifically, I know you had mentioned Alzheimer's. We partner with the Alzheimer's Association and have a support group for our caregivers who are caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's. And we also have a variety of other support groups, but really trying to best connect the caregivers who come in and how can we help them. And if that is just listening, then, you know, that's what we're here for, or if it's connecting them with a resource in the community.
You're not in that boat alone, it comes down to. You've got other people who understand your scenario and what you're involved with, which I do believe is important. In reading, to prepare for this, you have support groups that, could you give us a little background on that?
Sure. So we have a variety of different support groups. So we do have a general caregiver support group. So that's anyone who's a caregiver. And then we have one specifically for Alzheimer's, which we partner with the Alzheimer's Association for. And then that takes place on Mondays, the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. And then we have an amputee support group. So loved ones who are caring for someone who has had an amputation. We partner with our physical therapy department here for that one. And that's the first Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. We have a bereavement support group that is run by myself and our palliative care social worker. And that's an 8-week sessions. So there is 8 weeks consecutively. And then that is held throughout the year as well. And then we have some wellness type support groups. So these are our caregiver, our therapy group. So we have an art therapist who runs this group. We also have a caregiver Reiki group, and that my manager is a Reiki master, so she is able to do that group. And then we have a Tai Chi group for caregivers as well. So a variety of different things, and you know, some of them are more wellness based to be able to kind of generate that relaxation for some of our caregivers.
Can we just go back a second? You mentioned Christina, right?
Christine, hi.
Christine, plain Christine. And you're a Reiki master?
I am.
I happen to be one too. But
just
from the audience perspective, explain what that is. It's a wonderful thing. So explain it.
Sure. So Reiki is really used and promotes stress reduction, which is why we use it with our caregivers. You can lay your hands on someone to move energy and help balance them. However, you actually don't even have to touch the person. Most of our Reiki groups or Reiki shares really just incorporate kind of moving energy around, taking some deep breaths, and really just trying to kind of center themselves using Reiki as a tool.
That in and of itself, I'm not saying not to come to the center, but that in and of itself, to get a Reiki session, it's very impacting, and I would recommend it to anybody. But unfortunately, at this point in time, we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.